Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 4. We are in Chapter 3, Mishnah 6. We're looking at Gimel Vav, talking about the idea of being involved in Torah, going in numbers from 10 down to 1. Rabbi Chalavta ben Dosa, Ish Kfar Hananya Omer. Rabbi Chalavta ben Dosa, a man of Hananya, Kfar Hananya, says, Asara she yoshvin ba'oskim ba'Torah. 10 people that sit and are involved and indelve themselves in Torah, Shechina Sheroya b'neihem. The divine presence dwells among them. Shenemar, as it says, Elohim nitzav adat el. God stands in the divine assembly that comes from Tehillim. Minayin afilu chamisha. How do we know this applies even to 5 people? Why do we go from 10 to 5? Probably because those numbers are very relevant in Judaism. You think about the ten being a minion, the Aseres Hadibros, and you think about the element of 5 fingers on the hand. And you talk about 5 books of the Torah, so maybe we go from 10 to 5, though you could say there's 6 tractates of the Mishnah, I don't know. But maybe here we're going 10 to 5, because those are big numbers in general. So how do we know about 5? Shenemar ve'agudato al eretz yisadam, because it says his group is found on earth. That comes from Amos, and 5 fingers grasps the tefillin, 5 fingers grasps the siddur, grasp luv and esrog on sukkahs, and grasp the different mitzvahs, maybe. Minayin afilu shlosha, how do we know this even of 3 people? Shenemar, as it says, when you're sitting and you're being involved in Torah, 10, 5, and 3, Hashem is among you. Shenemar bekarav Elohim yishpot, in the group, in the judgment, he will judge in the midst of judges. It says to him, and we know the minimum amount of judges you need to have for a bet din, for a beis din, is 3. Minayin afilu shnayim. How do we know this is true even of 2 people? How do we know this? Shenemar, as it says, Aznis nidbaru yirei Hashem ish el rei vayakshiv Hashem vayishma, from Malachi. Those that who fear Hashem will speak one to another, and Hashem will listen and hear. Speaking one to another, we see that must be 2 people. Minayin afilu echad. How do we know even of 1 person involving in Torah, talking of Torah, talking in Torah, being involved in Torah, that Hashem is amongst you? Shneimar, as it says, b'chol ha'makom esher askir es shemi, avo elecha uveirachticha. In every place where my name is mentioned, I will come to you and I will bless you. That comes from Shemos. Hashem is involved with us. Hashem is amongst us, and Hashem is ever present, especially when we're doing Torah, when we're involved in Torah, and we're osik, and we're putting ourselves to be osik and really engaging in the Torah. So if you have a congregation of people, even if it's not a Torah-specific event, you know, you're coming to cook something, it's good to say a Dvar Torah, it's good to say a Torah thought. If you're coming together for different aspects, even a community meeting, it's good to say a little Torah. When you're involved in Torah, even if it's a non-Torah aspect of a mundane matter like a security meeting for shul, or raising money for shul, it's good to bring some Torah there, to say a Torah thought, to be involved in Torah. And that's with a lot of people. Barovam hadras melech, the more people, the merrier, the better it is to be involved in Torah, and Torah matters. And even if there's 5 people getting together for a shidduch meeting, say a little bit of Torah, be involved in Torah, mention something about Torah. 3 people come together, sit and eat. Always good to talk Torah, because when you talk Torah, your table is elevated to be like a mizbeach, instead of, God forbid, being a table of scorners, picking up his points to us elsewhere. If you have a chavrusa, of course you should be talking in Torah, but if you have a chavrusa for other things, you know, it's helping you with your finances, or it's helping you with a dissertation or something non-Torah related, good to say something Torah, good to be involved with Torah, and then Hashem will be a part of you. Shechina Sheruya B'neihem. Hashem will literally be dwelling amongst you. And you yourself, if you're involved with work or different elements of your life, or you're just sitting and speaking to yourself, practicing or learning something, not Torah Torah related. Of course it's good to learn Torah school. Of course it's good to hear Torah and to be involved in Torah. You hear a shiur, you listen to a shiur, you watch a shiur. It's not really as if you're yourself because the lecturer is talking to you, or you're talking to him, you're listening to him. Technically, it's like they're riding in the car with you or on the train with you. It's like they're listening and talking to you in your house, and then Hashem can really be amongst you. Hashem can really dwell within you and dwell next to you. Even if you and your wife are sitting, it's always good to do something a little Torah, to be involved in something Torah, to read a little something Torah, to be involved in something Torah, to do something Torah. Bli neder, it's good to do, maybe it's hard to do it every day, but sometimes read a little something, listen to something together, a nice way to go about using your day and to share in some date time with your wife, and if you're with your friends or family. Good time to use Torah, to feel like Hashem is amongst you, to bring the Torah into the home through various methods of the wonderful technology that we have nowadays. Just using a podcast like we try to do here on this year. My other shiurs, just ways to try to bring a little Torah into our lives. Not that I'm a rabbi or anything, just that I love radio, love audio, trying to do it a little bit with Torah. So what does Rabbeinu Yonah bring to us? The divine presence dwells amongst them when they're engaging in Torah. The word assembly, Eda, always means at least 10 people, and that comes from Gemara Brachos. How do we know even a 5? A hand, like we mentioned before, is called a group, aguda, because it has 5 fingers and it could grasp an item. It can grasp an object. It could take hold of an object or of an item. And a Beis Din requires, why do we talk about 3? Because he will judge in the midst of judges. A Beis Din requires a minimum of 3 judges. And how do we know even of 2? And then how do we know this even of 1? If even one person alone receives reward, isn't it obvious that all the others ranging in the groups of 10 to 2 will also receive reward? This teaches us that their reward will be all the greater, specifically because of their numbers. So you could be involved in Torah. You should be involved in Torah. It's worthwhile to bring Torah to any element, to any gathering. If you're alone, bring Torah into your life. If you're working remotely like a lot of us are during these crazy times, or you're involved in different things, you're home alone before the wife comes home, before the children come home, try to bring a little Torah into your life. Read a little bit of Torah, listen to a little bit of Torah, watch a little bit of Torah. Be involved in a little bit of Torah if you have a chavrusa, non-Torah specific again, because a Torah is chavrusa, of course, you're learning Torah, talking Torah, and Hashem is amongst you. If you're doing something, you're studying for the law, you're studying for medicine, you're studying for business, why not take a little time to talk some Torah, a little thing about the parsha of the week, a little bit from Mishnah, a little bit from Gemara, a little bit from Halacha, different things you could do to study, to be involved with, and Hashem can dwell among you. 3 people are sitting for a meal, say something, a little bit of Torah. 5 people are sitting for a board meeting for the shul, bring a little Torah involved. And 10 or more people are involved for a general security meeting or a general thing, membership for the shul, bring a little Torah. We can bring Torah into our lives in different ways so that the Shekhinah can be Sheruya Beneinu, that the Shekhinah can sit and dwell amongst us. If you're talking with family, you're talking with your friends, and a lot of times it's related to mundane matters, bring a little Torah, spice up the conversation in a wonderful way, bringing Torah. God forbid conversations can lead to Motzi Shemra, could lead to Rechilos, could lead to Lashon Hara. So why not bring in a little Lashon Tov with the wonderful Lashon HaKodesh that is our Hebrew language, that is the Torah language, being involved with talking words of Torah. If we could bring Torah into our own life, bring Torah into our life when we're talking with others, dealing with others, being involved with others. Even if you're calling your friend and you both do the daf, talk a little bit about the daf. Sometimes I call one of my best friends and we talk about how difficult the daf can be, how it's hard sometimes, and I try to give chizuk, he tries to give me chizuk. How we talk about, at this point of the year in 2020, we're about to finish Erev, and Erev had a lot of tough elements, but I tell him how I listened to a podcast, I listened to Rabbi Rosner's wonderful Daf Yomi Shir, and it's as if he's with me, talking to me, sitting next to me, almost as if he's in my own house, as if it's a chavrusa, but of course, he's the knowledgeable one, I'm not, I'm just listening to him go through the Gemara, but that's how I get through. We could talk about the Daf, a little bit what we learned from the Daf, what we talk about the Daf, what we hear from the Daf, and you heard a great thing on the Parsha, you heard a great thing on some other Seder of Mishnah or Gemara with your friend, when you call him, great talk about it, when you're sitting, you're going out to lunch with friends in a health and safe manner, especially in our crazy days now at times. then make sure to do it in a way where you can bring Torah. And when you have 5 people, 10 people, 100 people coming together for any purpose, any reason, bring some Torah involved. That's why so many of these wonderful events, whether they're raising money for tzedakah or whether they're doing different community events and they're not always Torah related, many times they bring in a Devar Torah, which I think is wonderful. Maybe the basis is what the sages teach us, how we want to bring the Torah into whatever we do, any aspect of what we do, anything we're involved with, anything that we see, we could bring Torah amongst us so that we could have Hashem and His Shekhinah, His presence, literally dwelling and resting among us, which is a wonderful thing to try to have every day of our lives, no matter where we are, no matter who we're with, we could always bring the Torah and have it rest and be amongst us. Join us next time as we talk about giving and the idea of tzedakah and what it really means to give here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.